This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable contents. Become a Path Hunter today. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Path Hunters Podcast. Hope you guys are all doing great today. Welcome back here. Guess who's back and guess who got iTunes fixed? Me, your boy, Paul Lam. Hope you guys are all doing great today. So catch you guys up. It's been weeks, honestly, weeks of like my podcast hurting and everything like that. I probably lost a bunch of subscribers and everything like that. But for those of you who stuck around, thank you so much. Honestly, it just means a lot to me that you guys did that. I was just actually trying to play around with changing the hosting companies and everything like that, because I did an episode about that recently and wanted to just to try to make everything easier to creating podcasts and anything like that. And this company Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, yeah, Anchor, exactly how you spell it. But you know, they have been really, really great. Their platform set up in a way where it's easy to set up a podcast and everything like that. So I love what they do. There are some drawbacks of that because like it's a completely free platform per se, but they just basically own the rights to modify and distribute your podcast and everything like that. So I tried doing that, didn't work very well. So I switched back and changed back to Libsyn, which I'm currently with now. But the thing is, like, I had a brand new idea where I thought about just starting a brand new podcast, and a podcast literally about life, fitness, empowerment, and just basically all of that. Because like, I started the Path Hunters podcast 2 years ago and I love it to bits, and I don't want to stray away from what it's meant to do. It's actually meant to help people learn about the process, about different ways of creating income, and then going after the life that they've always wanted. But the other flip side is I want to start another brand new podcast where I talk about health, fitness, wealth, just so many different aspects of it. And it's just, I think having this new start would make it really fun, and running it completely free on Anchor was a great idea. Excuse me. But running with that, I thought it'd be a wonderful idea to do that. So yeah, I will keep you guys posted with that. So today's episode, I really want to talk about how I need to get out of my own way and not come from a place of like, you know, get past my ego, right? Get past my ego and my pride and really, really dial down and doing what is necessary for you to go after your dreams, build the lifestyle that you've always wanted, and going after, you know, the lifestyle that you've always dreamt of, right? Recently, I launched up a new business with my Amazon FBA business, private labeling, and it's been working really well, actually. And the way that I see it coming together, it's slow, but it's obviously not going to grow right away. You're not going to experience exponential growth right away. But the thing is, like, it's given me so much direction and clarity of what I want to do now, and it's so interesting now that I'm going to go and continue this process, but also getting out of my own way, taking up a part-time job as a bartender. And I'll tell you guys a little bit about why bartending, because like, it's really fun, and the reason why to that as well too. But I'm thinking about taking up a part-time job only because I need to fund more money into that part-time, full-time, whatever it looks like, into the business. And I really had to dial back and look at what can I do right now where it can generate enough money so I can do that, can just continuously pour money into this business, and that way it'll grow exponentially, because it'll grow right now as it is, but it's not going to be as fast as I want it to be. But how you grow this private labeling business is having more than you know, one or two products under your belt. You're growing to maybe 10 or 50 products, and this is where you make well over six figures, seven figures, and everything like that. So that is what the plan is, and it's a very wonderful thing, because like for the longest time, I'll be truthful and honest and transparent with you guys, I thought going back to the corporate 9-to-5 job was beneath me. I thought that I can do this without just going back to the corporate 9-to-5 job and risking everything and everything like that. But the thing is, like, you have to do whatever it takes. Like all these other entrepreneurs in life, all the people that I look up to, they have to do what it takes. They've done it, and I have to be willing to do that as well too. Even if it just goes back to a corporate job or anything like that, just to fund this business. Because at the time when I left my corporate 9-to-5 job the first time, I didn't have clarity on a business model. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I took off to Thailand and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I did a whole search for myself, and it's been an amazing journey ever since. Amazing journey. I recommend it to anybody if they're feeling lost, feeling hopeless, feeling trapped and everything like that, and really escape and really just go off into with the backpack and go travel the world. I definitely recommend that. But this time around, it's quite interesting. I have a business model in mind. I understand the business model. I understand the potential growth and continuous learning from here on out. And then now, since you have this sense of clarity, you can go and double down and grind and go at it aggressively. I think this has been a great learning experience for me personally, and it's something that I'm gonna go into as well too. So why bartending? That's the other question you guys must be thinking about as well too. So, you know, back when before I started my corporate 9-to-5 job in the insurance world, I actually was working at a clothing store called Le Chateau, selling clothes like men's suits and women's dresses, and just for like prom, graduations, and everything like that. And I loved that job. I worked there for a good solid 2 years until I found a corporate 9-to-5 job that I was kind of in and out of and off and on. And I loved that job. That job required me to dress well, really talk to people, sell them the idea, and I learned a lot of my customer service and sales from this. Have you guys ever sold women's clothes? Like, it's the hardest thing in the world. Like, you have to really discreetly kind of say, like, oh, they don't really look good in this dress, but not by saying directly they don't look good, recommending a dress that you think that wouldn't be amazing. And then when a couple comes in, the guy is looking for a suit, and the girl, the friend or wife or whatever comes in, who do you sell to? You always sell to the woman, because the woman has more buying power over the man. And then as far as those little tips for you guys who are in sales right now, sell to the woman, and then the man will follow afterwards. And then if you can sell to both, then that way they can compromise. But that way, like I said, buying power actually goes to the woman. And anyways, I thought taking up a bartending job would be a great idea, because it allows me to go and network, socialize, and just really learn and have fun and stand around, but like more if I worked in a country club or anything like that, or a you know, hotel bar or something like that, and you can actually meet the people that kind of comes through and everything. And I thought this is a great opportunity to kind of learn that. So because like I enjoy jobs like that, similar to like that. Is either that or just going back into like the retail world or anything like that. I'm not too sure yet, but it's something that I'm willing to do. Like I said, but for the longest time, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this. I thought it was beneath me. And get past your ego, get past the pride, get past all that, and just really do what it takes. Now I'm more clear on what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to do. So understand that everybody's different. Everybody's different. Everybody will have a sense of clarity, understanding of what they want to do, what kind of company they want to build, what kind of business they want to grow. But I think for the first stage of all this, I didn't have clarity on that until I started experimenting and trying different things and spending time on that. And then now that I have a sense of clarity of what I'm going to do, I think that it's going to be a great, great, powerful step now to go forward, because this is not the end all be all for you, but then more have an idea of a plan, of a path, and you stick to. And you can always pivot later on in the future. Let's just say if I grow and I'm very passionate, very focused, and I enjoy this because it's still a part of sales as well too. Growing it and marketing it and just, I enjoy this whole process, and it's just an amazing learning curve. And now it's more about raising the capital, so that way you can actually go in there and double down on this. This is going to be, I estimate, about roughly in a year and a half or so. I could be like, you can build it to the point where it's actually sustainable, and then that way I can step out and come out here again. Anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's been great to be back, and I'm glad this is all fixed with the iTunes and everything like that. So that way I can actually chat with you again, guys, and bring back interviews and everything like that. It's been a rough couple of weeks because iTunes really was kind of messed up for a period of time, and it wasn't uploading episodes or anything like that. But now it's made it. Anyways, guys, I'll catch you guys on the flip side. I will catch you guys this Sunday as well, too. Have yourself a great one and take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.